views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio. We're here on Transformation Radio, Starcom Radio Networks, CRN Digital Talk, and more. Now stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience healing, inspiration, and knowledge, because every week on the show, we have some of the most gifted and amazing scientists, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. You can, of course, find out more on thelucidplanet.com and stream all of our podcasts for free on Lucid Planet Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, etc. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. And please find me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and my new and slightly weird and always wonderful Instagram, The Lucid Planet. You can also go to the website, thelucidplanet.com, to find out how to nominate yourself or someone else to become a guest on the show or become an advertising partner to our extensive audience across over 250 AM, FM, digital, and cable stations, reaching over 11 million homes in the U.S. Woo! So today's show is all about sex and relationships, one of my absolute favorite and most important topics, really in honor of Valentine's Day. We are going out live today, and we're going to be talking about how to increase your sexual fulfillment and sexual satisfaction in your love life. Now, many of our listeners know that before I ended up here as your Lucid Planet host, I was actually a college professor and I taught human sexuality for 8 years. I've also done a bunch of workshops and one-on-one sessions with people, helping them build their sexual consciousness. A lot of talk about open relationships, polyamory. My sex life and sexual journey has been quite an open book here on the show. And, you know, I feel that embracing your sexual self without guilt and shame and learning to work with the tools you have is just incredibly important for our growth, not only in our relationships, but also as human beings. And it's something that I'm very passionate about helping people with. And so you can imagine why I am so thrilled to welcome Jaya to the show. She is an internationally recognized award-winning sexologist and best-selling author. Woo! And she is here to talk with us about the five main passion killers and how to keep them from, you know, stopping your sexual satisfaction, how to find out what turns you on, how to communicate it, how to create a really fulfilling sex life. And this is a framework called the Core Erotic Blueprint Types, which she has developed over 20 years of research, and it can really help you get the satisfaction you crave. And that's what it's all about, because when you understand the turn-ons of each type of blueprint, you can clearly ask for and receive the type of intimate connection that deeply satisfies you. So that is really what we are all about. Now, in addition to creating the erotic blueprint types, Jaya is also the author of Red Hot Touched and Cuff, Tied, and Satisfied. And her company, New World Sex Education, is dedicated to using real sex education to helping men and women get the lives they desire. And you might have seen Jaya on Good Morning America, Ricky Lake, The Doctors, Nightline, The Anderson Show, The Tyra Banks Show, TLC, CNN, Playboy TV. She's also been featured by Tony Robbins, teaching to his elite level platinum partners, which just really wows me. Jaya is a unique mix of Dr. Ruth, Lady Gaga, and a yogi. And through her dynamic teaching, she helps women and men reach their full erotic potential. So on that note, let's please welcome Jaya to the show. It's great to have you on, Jaya.
Woohoo! That is some introduction there.
That's all you, girl.
I'm receiving it all. Every time I hear it, I'm like, wow, I've been at this for 2 decades. And so just feeling in and really receiving. Sometimes I think it's hard for us overachievers to really breathe in all that we've accomplished in the world.
Yeah. Well, I just love that. I mean, can't really get much better, especially where our culture is heading, than Dr. Ruth, Lady Gaga, and a yogini all together. I mean, it's so rad, you know, but was this an idea that you had, or did you evolve into this? And kind of how did you evolve into this amazing role model for so many men and women out there?
It started, I actually saw Dr. Ruth. She was an inspiration when I was young. And I just saw her in person like over the weekend. So it's really exciting that I'm talking about this. She's so tiny.
Oh yeah, totally.
I just got inspired by that. I didn't want to tell my parents exactly what I wanted to do. I think I was like 8 and I wanted to become I wanted to be like a sex teacher. So I told them that I wanted to go into fertility. And I think it all started even before then, my interest and fascination with sexuality. I just was one of those very curious people, kids, you know, wanting to explore my body, wanting to explore other bodies. I was really into this idea of what is this thing called sex and how do we make it great and how do we make babies and just the whole thing. I've been passionate about it since I was really young.
And tell me, did that meet some interesting resistance and reactions being young and being open about sexuality?
Absolutely. I was the kid who taught all my friends about where babies came from, like the truth, you know, okay, like, look, your parents told you about the stork. Not a stork. I grew up pretty conservative, grew up very Catholic, grew up in conservative rural Ohio in Appalachia land, Bible Belt land. And so it was definitely some, you know, I can't really talk about this. And I was definitely had a lot of shame early on. I was very open and then got shamed and then shut a lot of stuff, a lot of it down until I got older.
Yes, I can definitely relate with that. And I think a lot of kids can. And it's just interesting because even Freud said, you know, sexuality starts at birth. And people in psychology had such an adverse reaction to that idea. You know, don't involve my children in your sex talk, you dirty, dirty man. But it's more an understanding that, like, as we grow and evolve, we want to connect to our bodies and we want to kind of understand the feelings that are going on. And it's very normal to understand those feelings. There's always be challenges in our society. I mean, I was reading your bio. You had a major pelvic floor trauma after childbirth. I had to have an emergency hysterectomy at 31.
Oh my goodness.
I almost died. But we recover. And I would love to hear a little bit about your journey of going through this and recovering and becoming, you know, so totally orgasmic.
Sure. So I often joke that I started out as a complete and total sex goddess. Like, I knew every technique in the book. I had studied sex most of my life. And then I had my son. And when I had my son, you know, pregnancy was all great, fine, you know, libido, everything's sexy and juicy. And when I had him, I suffered a pretty intense pelvic floor injury. So I get 2 TMI here. So no, hold your ears if we're 2 TMI.
Bring it, please. Finally, my team.
The tear went through my vaginal floor and then down to my anus. So it was an L-shaped tear that tore all the way through the vaginal floor and all the way down into the muscles, into the anus. And so basically my pelvic floor was pretty wiped out. His shoulder got caught. Everything was all good. I had like an orgasmic childbirth experience that I, you know, was training for, had this amazing, incredible birth. I would say it was more of a shamanic experience than an orgasmic one, although there were moments of orgasm in there. But that moment when his shoulder got caught was when it really damaged my pelvic floor. So I had quite a bit of recovery, quite a bit of stitches, but I grew keloidal scars, those big purpley, you know, kind of raised scar. And the scar was something that was holding my vaginal canal open, but it was also creating a lot of pain. So I had a ton of pain. My vaginal canal wouldn't go back to normal. So it was like the scar was holding it open, as well as the scar had grown into my vaginal canal. So it was like, I had like a lip that wouldn't allow penetration. And so here I am,
a sexologist,
Yeah. So I should breathe. All of us who've had scar injuries, you know, just talking about it can kind of bring it up. So I'll take a deep breath on that. And there's a lot of hope. So I was like, okay, what am I going to do? I'm a sexologist. I can't have sex. I was crying myself to sleep at night. It was pretty rough for a period of time there. And my partner had lost interest as well. Mm. And so not only did we have the physical aspects going on, but we had some emotional aspects going on, and he had some biochemical. And then later on we found I had some biochemical, meaning our hormones, some stuff that was going on there. And so the good news is the turnaround of the story is that I'm back to being a total sex goddess, super juicy libido and connection with my partner. It was a journey first of healing the physical, and the scars can be healed. And this is something that a lot of people don't talk about around their sexuality, is a scar tissue and how it affects your pelvic floor. And there's so many moms out there and they just don't know. They just think like, okay, I have to live with this. We surveyed over 800 women, and I can't believe the stories of their doctors telling them things like, oh, just put some numbing cream on you. I'm like, what? Numbing cream? Like, what's the purpose of sex if we're not also feeling pleasure?
Right. So, yeah. Sex is painful for so many women. It's true. And it's kind of like, oh, well, that's just how it is for you now. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. And, but that's so great for you that you were able to overcome and probably learned a lot in the process about yourself, really knowing yourself.
Knowing myself, but also being able to help many women. So I got so passionate about this that I went on to help other women. We did 2 years of research with a woman named Ellen Heed, where we did 2 years of research on scar tissue and scar tissue remediation. And could we help women turn it around as fast as I did? Because I did it within 3 sessions. My body heals really well. And could we repeat that? And so we looked into that research wise, and we found that we could repeat that within just 3 sessions of scar work, that we were able to really help and heal that.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I'd love to talk more about the break, about exactly what you did. And if you're listening out there, you can contact Jaya as well to find out more about how to heal your scar tissue and a whole host of other things. And not only that, but Jaya also is launching some really, we just have a lot of exciting things coming. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Jaya is going to share with us all about her new course that she's offering, as well as the 5 passion killers and how to overcome them to maximize your sexual satisfaction. Woo! So stay with us and we will be right back in a few.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is the wonderful Jaya, who is talking with us about getting to know yourself in the bedroom and overcoming the obstacles so that you can maximize your sexual satisfaction. And before we continue, Jaya, I just want to make sure everyone knows how to contact you to find out more about your books, your workshops, your very exciting erotic blueprint course, your sexological body work, etc.
So eroticbreakthrough.com is the place to go right now. Right now, it's super hot because we have the quiz to find out your blueprint types. I'll talk about that in a little bit, as well as videos. So there's a free educational video series when you take the quiz that you'll get that talks about some of the stuff that we've been talking about, how to touch, how to really overcome some of these boundaries and barriers to our sexual lives. A lot of that information, that's the hot place to be right now, is eroticbreakthrough.com.
Yes, it's lit, basically. And, you know, it's both, for those of our listeners who didn't already wish us both happy birthday, Jaya's birthday was yesterday and mine is tomorrow. Rushing it. So as a result, Jaya, and this is only good until February 9th, but if you go to the eroticblueprint.course, Erotic Breakthrough, you can find, you can use the birthday code. Is that right? Birthday?
Yes. Yeah, so they just type in birthday. It's all lowercase. And if you're ready to, like, if you hear this and you're all just like ready to dive in, some people need a little bit more foreplay, so they want to watch all the videos. But if you're ready to just dive in, we have an 8-week course. And so it's eroticbreakthrough.com/join-us. And then you put in the coupon code birthday and you get $100 off.
Bam. That's what's
Bam.
Up.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's for those of you who know you want to do it. And of course, if you go on the website, on my website too, I'm going to have links to all of this stuff in the podcast so that you can just click through it, you know, as you're listening. But this is really, really cool stuff. And Jaya, you also do, we were talking during the break, sexological body work. And we were talking about how this is something that a lot of us need, but maybe we don't realize that we need.
Yeah. So as a sexological body work, it's kind of a cutting edge profession. It is in the state of California. No other state really has this. In other places of the world, it is there. Some people call us somatic sexologists. Some people call us sexological body workers. And essentially what we're able to do is more hands-on healing work. They don't like to call us therapists. They like to call us educators. And so what we help people do is really understand their body, how it works, how to rid themselves of scar tissue if there's scar tissue there, how to really work with what turns you on and what doesn't turn you on. And that's how I learned the blueprints was actually as I was working with people over the last two decades, I started noticing patterns in the body. And so from having, I probably worked over these two decades, I probably worked on 4,000, 5,000 bodies somewhere in there.
Wow.
Not to mention all the people at workshops and all the people through the internet. So there's, I've worked with a lot of people, and in that just, you start to see patterns. You start to see, oh my goodness, this person kind of fits in this pattern and that person. And oh, wow. That's why they're having this challenge in their relationship is because they both have two different types that they're speaking from. And so that has been probably the most profound thing is just the ability, and I'm so honored, the ability to work with so many bodies that I see things over and over again. And then I've just had my office is my lab where I get to research on real bodies every day.
Oh my God, that sounds fun. hashtag science. but for real. So I think that maybe it would be prudent at this point, just to give people a little taste about what these kind of, you know, we've heard the five love languages, for example, mm-hmm. right? And that's kind of like how we express our emotions and how we relate to our partners. And it's kind of similar, but this also includes the way we experience sexuality and our bodies. And I bet anyone listening out there, if you shared the types, that they would know which one they are probably. Mm. And if not, so, there's a quiz.
Yeah, this links into that first passion killer. Teasing out. We're going to talk about these five passion killers. I love to tease, by the way. So mm-hmm. I love that we've been teasing them.
Girl.
So the first big passion killer is really this lack of knowing yourself and mm-hmm. what it is that you desire in the bedroom. I can't tell you how many times I hear, oh my gosh, I just don't know what I want. Or I know what I want, but I don't know how to really ask for it. Or I just don't understand why it's not working. And then men, on the other hand, are like, I just want her to tell me what she wants, but she won't tell me what she wants. And so she wants me to read her mind, you know? And so there's this breakdown that happens. And I'd say that that's a really good way to just create a buzzkill is the resentment and the frustration that happens in the bedroom when you can't speak this. It's like, I speak Chinese and you speak French mm-hmm. and we just can't figure it out. And so that's where the system came from. Partially, it was like my work with my clients. And the other thing was I talked about, you know, after my son was born, my partner and I couldn't get on the same page. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't understand why he wasn't like attracted to me, why he wasn't like jumping my bones. Like, look, I know every sex technique in the book. And he's like, I can't get him interested. And part of it was because we speak different languages in the bedroom. He, like the love languages, he speaks like the opposite of me. And so I'm approaching him for sex going, hey, you want to have sex tonight? Hey, like I'm touching his genitals thinking like that's going to turn him on, or I'm naked in bed. And he's just like, no, I'm not interested. And then he's cuddling with me and I'm like, why is he cuddling with me? Like, are we just going to go to bed? Like, so we're initiating from totally different places. So how do you know yourself? That comes into these erotic blueprints and this map. So it starts first with your sexuality stage. What stage are you in? And there's five different stages. There's resting, healing, curious, adventurous, and transformational. And I'm going to come back to those. So just to say them again, because people are taking notes. There's resting, which is like where I was after I had my baby. I could not have sex. There's healing. Then I moved into a healing stage where I healed my scar tissue. There's curious. I want to know all the how to, like, how do I do it better? There's adventurous. Okay, I'm ready for that threesome now. then there's transformational, and that's the like level of consciousness where it's like, okay, what's more? There's this physical experience of sex, but what's more? Like, how am I utilizing my sexual energy? How do I raise my sexual consciousness? And so that stage is, and they're not hierarchical. It's not like one is better than the other. It's just really owning where are you. So, go ahead. Question.
I was going to say, is this a cycle? Do you think it's a cycle? Like we move through, like we get to the transformation and then we go back to, we need rest again. Like we level up, or is it like we can go from that transformation and then become curious and then go back through healing? Like
what I found is some of them kind of have a cycle, like resting. Usually what comes out of resting is healing oftentimes. But sometimes you're in more than one. Like I could be in resting and transformational at the same time and I'm having energetic sex, but I'm resting physically.
Okay.
So
I like that.
It doesn't necessarily go in a straight line.
There's a level of fluidity there.
Mm-hmm. So then we have your stage, but then we have your type. So this is foundational to every single thing when it comes to sex, is what I found across the board. And this is what's missing from so many models of sexuality. You look at, okay, well, what would make it better for us in bed? And you're given a sex technique that's a certain type, but it's not yours oftentimes. So I'll run through the five types quickly. So they're energetic, and that's a person who's turned on by tease, anticipation. They want to be in the longing. They want to have that space. They love space. Space and separation is actually good for an energetic. If you're all up in their grill smothering them, they're not so happy. Then we go to the sensual, and the sensual loves it when you're up in their grill. They want your full body contact. They want to dance. They want romance. They want all of their senses ignited. Then we have the sexual, and the sexual is like, I just want genitals and straightforward simplicity, nothing complicated. And they love their body and they love genitals and they love sex and orgasms. Then we have kinky, and that, those are the people who are turned on by the taboo of sex, and taboo can be different for everybody. And then we have a shapeshifter, which is a little mix. It's the people who are everything and they're turned on by it all.
That would be me. I took your quiz.
Yeah, you're a shapeshifter.
I'm a shapeshifter. I know.
I love it.
I just can't make up my mind, I guess. No, it's just, I just play, you know, you play so much off like the different interactions and partners you find yourself with, at least for me. And so like, I'm all about exploring different boundaries. Like we were talking about, like just being right on the edge, you know, and how satisfying that is. But anyway,
the thing with a shapeshifter is they often feel like they're too much. Like, oh my gosh, I want it all. I want to try this and I want to try this and I want to try that. And they will say, I'm too complicated or I'm too much, or they've heard before that they're too much. But the truth is that they're just the most erotically sophisticated and erotically intelligent of all of the blueprints.
Oh, yep. Girl, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Well, that's so briefly. So what happens when one partner is, let's say, one type and the other partner is the other type? And how do you bridge the gap? How can you help your partner become aware that this is the underlying problem?
And this is exactly my problem with Ian. So he's a sensual kinky. So mainly sensual with a lot of kinky that comes out in certain times. And I am pretty much a pure sexual in my relationship with him. I'm finally owning the fact that yes, I'm a pure sexual in my relationship with him. Although I have strong energetic elements when I'm getting to know somebody. So we had a total breakdown. And we just, you know, every time I'd go to initiate, he was turned off because I'm speaking the wrong language. And that's what happens. We don't understand how to speak the language of our partner. We don't have to feed them. So you end up starving. So I was starving sexually. I was frustrated. I got edgy. I didn't, you know, I was always kind of like pissy with him. And then on the other hand, you can get really frustrated and defeated. Like you just stop. You just stop at any kind of interaction because you just are like, all right, I'm never going to get my needs met here because we're just on opposite planets. And so we can talk about how, I know we have to go to break. So about how we overcame that and what really helped us, I think, when we come back.
I would love to hear that. That would be great. And remember, guys, you can go to eroticbreakthrough.com. And if you go to eroticbreakthrough.com/mylastnameNeff and enter that birthday code, I might be able to get a little something extra too. So hook it up, y'all, if you want to learn more about this. Yeah. So stick with us. We'll be right back here on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly and Jaya.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Hi, this is Carol Dorian, here to tell you about the new and improved Spiritual Diagnostics, coming to you every Tuesday at 2 p.m. starting April 25th. We will be having new amazing guests. We will have new spiritual topics for the new year. So look out for our new revamped show, Spiritual Diagnostics, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions, April 25th at 2 o'clock.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I'm here with Miss Jaya talking about sexuality, discovering your erotic blueprint, and how to overcome the five passion killers. So, Jaya, when we left off, as we're like already halfway done with the show and we still have so much to talk about, when we left off, you were talking about how to overcome the disconnect when one partner is one blueprint and the other has the different blueprint.
Mm-hmm. So my partner and I, once we figured this out, which is kind of crazy because here I am doing this work, but I was just in the middle of developing these blueprints. This is about 5 years ago when we were really having our breakdown. We had three really rough years, and in a lot of it, there was my physical healing, but a lot in the biochemical issues, which I'm going to talk about this a little bit more. But the piece that was the real breakdown was how we were approaching each other sexually. And so basically, once we figured that out, it was like, oh, aha. So the thing that I often talk about with couples, because I think we attract our opposite. I see so many energetics with sexuals. I see so many sensuals with sexuals. I see kinkies with very judgmental energetics because each blueprint has a shadow side. Mm. So like an energetic shadow side is a lot of judgment, criticism. They can get hierarchical, like, oh, I'm spiritual. I'm more spiritual than you are. What's wrong with you? You know, like that kind of thought pattern. And so there's this shadow side to each one of the blueprints. The sensuals, I get stuck in my head. I can't really get in my body because am I thinking about all the freaking things that need to be done today? That, you know, how do I smell? How do I taste? I hope he's not looking at the fat on my butt. Like those thoughts that kind of run through your brain. So each one has their shadow. And what we need to do, and this is what I do with all of my clients, is we need to learn to feed each other first. So how can you learn to speak? And to me, it's like honoring your partner, like seduction, learning the skills of seduction, which to me is about inspiration and motivation, is about honoring your partner. And so you honor them by learning to speak what their blueprint is, and then you feed them in that blueprint. So the way that big turnaround for Ian and I was he agreed to do a 90-day oral sex experiment, which fed my blueprint. Here I'm very sexual, and every day I got to connect sexually with him. And then I was fed enough that I could fully dive into then feeding him or a deeper commitment. This was a moment where I made like this really deep commitment to our relationship because I had kind of one foot out the door because I wasn't sure, like, am I really going to get my needs met here? But after that experiment of 90 days of oral sex, I was ready to dive in. So feeding the blueprint.
90 days of oral sex will do that for you.
Yeah, it did wonders for me.
That's great.
So we have feeding. Then the next piece is speaking. So these are the words that you use and the body language that you use. So each one of these blueprints has a different body language that they use and words that they like. I'm not going to go up to an energetic and say, hey, I'd like to, can I use the F word on this show? Or
I don't think so. I think we're
no,
live.
No, we can't. So. Okay. So we're live. We can't use that word,
no,
but
yep.
You know what I mean?
Producers say
okay.
No.
Producers say no way. Okay. So I have to ask.
Thank you.
Yes. So, you know, you're not going to walk up to an energetic and use very sexual language. Mm-hmm. You're going to use something like, I really want to connect with you this evening. Mm-hmm. That's right. PG for our show. Mm-hmm. And then we have a sensual, which you might say something like, I'd love to lick you from head to toe, you know? So there's different languaging that you're using. Then there's the shadow aspects, and we need to heal the shadow aspects. So if you're a shadow shapeshifter, for example, you have the shadow of all the blueprints.
extra special time,
right? So you've got deep shame coming up. You've got things like, I'm stuck in my head. You've got things like, I just want to get on with it. And you've gotten stuck into a pattern, or you've also got judgment, or you short circuit really easily. So there's,
you are like, so right on. I'm not even trying to deny it. I'm definitely not.
So all the healing work then of like really looking, I do that a lot through the psychology, but also physically we can do that through the body. So there's four areas of healing, which we can dive into when we're ready for that. We can just tease it out for now. And then the final piece is expanding your blueprint. And expanding your blueprint means that you take your blueprint that you already have and you choose a blueprint to expand into. So for a shapeshifter, that one, you might just choose one that you really want to develop because it's not as developed as the other aspects of your blueprint. But for somebody like me, who I'm a strong sexual in my relationship with my partner, I had to learn how to expand. So our next experiment, what we did 90 days of oral sex. From there, we did 40 days of kink where I dominated him. And then 40 days of kink where he dominated me to figure out like where we stood in that whole thing, and found out that his blueprint was deeply kinky. And we fed him, you know, we did a lot of sensuality. We did a lot of kinky play, and, you know, with 50 Shades of Grey, I had to write my book Cuff Tied Satisfied because 50 Shades hit and my publisher was like, all right, kink book.
And you're like, please, can we do it real and not like 50 Shades of Grey?
Yes. And so I spent 6 months just diving into a blueprint that I had no language around. I didn't know much around. It was a great place of equality for my partner and I, because, you know, being a sexologist and having all these techniques, we got to learn together, and I expanded into that area. And now his kinky turn on has become mine. That's fine.
I love that. I think that's just absolutely wonderful. And it just shows you, and I think Jaya's whole story and message here is that, you know, your sexuality is not a fixed point. You have a lot of power to make it what you want. If you're dissatisfied or you're unhappy or you feel like you're misunderstood, you do have the power to change it. You don't have to just be miserable for the rest of your life and cry while you watch porn in your room alone, because I've definitely done that too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have the power. I think that's really important. Jaya, what would be a good thing to chat about? I know we've talked about these five passion killers, and I know there's four more.
Yeah. So
we would love to tease out.
I've been teasing them a little bit. Maybe you guys can guess. So when you think about Ian and I's story, we've got the physical. So that's the next one. So we've been talking about not knowing what you want, but there's the physical things. And we already touched on it, scar tissue, the biomechanics of the body. This can really hold people back when you've got a physical challenge that's going on. And I can see this as a giant passion killer, because if you're in the middle of a hot sex position and your knee goes out or your hip is hurting or sex is painful, this is a bummer to the passion in your relationship. So we got the physical. I think we've covered some of that. The
question.
Next question.
Sorry. I just want to jump in. As a sexologist, how do you help people who have STIs deal with this? Because this is a very common thing, you know, by age, 50, like almost all women will have, say, HPV or some strain of HPV. Mm-hmm. How do you help people who have this like physical thing going on and that kind of shuts them down?
Yeah, I think a big thing to deal with is actually the emotional part. So that's another piece. So if we're going to go to the third passion killer, it's the emotional stigma around things. So with even the physical, I mean, there's the physical pieces of STIs that we want to be aware of, you know, like, okay, if we have herpes, when are we having outbreaks? How does our body respond? Do we get that tingly sensation? How do we really know our body? So that would be one way to, and I just look at it like these are sensations and these are things happening in the body. But the more important element I feel here is the emotional element. What's the stigma around it? How do you feel shame? And does that shame keep you from connecting with others? Are you able to have a really clear conversation that says, hey, I have herpes. This is how it reacts to my body. This is what I know about my body. That makes me feel so safe. When I have a partner who goes, look, I've had this. This is how it reacts to my body. This is what I know about it. Here's how I'm educating you. that is incredible, because there isn't like a, oh my God, I'm bad, wrong, I'm hiding this thing. There's not an energy around it. It's just, yeah. And so I think the really the place to go is in the emotional level. So the emotional level is, do I have shame coming up? Where do I hide? Where in my past has sexuality been abusive or traumatic? And I will say that the majority of people on this planet have had some kind of sexual offense.
100%.
If it was in the gynecologist office. I mean, I've had some bad gynecological exams, even the ones I paid $800 for. So just that we live in a culture where there are frequently sexual offenses and traumas, and it's really important to clear these. They do manifest in our body, and all of these things tie together. So how
this could be a whole show.
It could be a whole show, just that topic. And then interpersonally, what's going on with our emotions? Am I mad at my partner? You know, my partner and I, we just had a big fight like last night over a like dresser in our room, which had nothing to do with the dresser. I was just scared. You know, like I get scared and I freak out about a dresser, you know, and so he knows, okay, what are you really scared about? And
what are the triggers?
We get to the deep stuff about it. But I couldn't have sex with him until I cleared it. Like my body just wouldn't open, which is unusual for me because normally my sexual will override everything. But in this case, I was just like, look, we have to like process some stuff.
You're reminding me of something I wanted to ask before we break, which is, can people switch their blueprint over time? Like, do they swap, or usually if you have one dominant blueprint, it'll always be your dominant blueprint?
Different relationships could bring out different blueprints. It's kind of that opposites attract. I feel like we're trying to complete ourselves. And so we pick the things that are rich in someone else to not be. and then we can expand our blueprint. So we can definitely the majority of my students end up becoming shapeshifters. And the reason being is because we're deeply working these blueprints to keep expanding ourselves and go into new spaces where we've never gone and release any shame about going into those spaces and just really looking at them. And then there are some people who just are really stuck and they got a lot of shadow healing to do before they can open up enough to move into new territory.
That makes a lot of sense. I think that everything that you're saying, I don't know, definitely it even goes along with the psychology, like the psychology side of things, but it takes it to this deeper level that you can tell you've had a lot more hands-on experience than most psychologists have. I really appreciate
that. The body
that.
Doesn't lie. It tells
there you
the
go.
Truth.
It does. Okay. On that note, we're going to take our last break. And when we come back, Jaya and I are going to wrap up the show about how to overcome these obstacles. We're going to talk about the last two obstacles to your sexual satisfaction and how to really maximize your sexual enjoyment and fulfillment. So stick with us, and we're going to wrap it up in a couple minutes, literally, figuratively. Bye.
Registration is now open for the 25th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. Join the fabulous presenters from around the country on February 16th through the 20th. If you believe in raising the feminine spirit and transforming our world, then this conference is for you. Get your tickets now. One day and full weekend passes are available. For more information about presenters and tickets, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salofia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
Jess Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. Jaya and I are here talking about your erotic blueprint and overcoming the obstacles to your sexual satisfaction. I just want to interject that if you like what you are hearing, you can go to eroticbreakthrough.com/Neff, which is my affiliate link, and you can sign up for the Erotic Blueprint 8-week course. And if you go by midnight on February 9th and enter the code birthday, you can save $100 because it's both mine and Jaya's birthday this week. So, voila. Jaya, it goes by so fast. It's been so great to have you on. Oh man. And I guess let's really dive into it. We've got two more obstacles left that kind of. Yeah.
So we did the physical and the emotional. The next one is the chemical. And so chemical, this is another thing I found out was going on with me 2 years after my son was born. I had to stop breastfeeding and all kinds of stuff because my hormones crashed. I had no sex hormones. So no testosterone, no estrogen, no progesterone, like none of the sex hormones were going on. My adrenals had just completely quit making them. And so I found out that biochemically, there was a lot of stuff going on for both my partner and I that was keeping us from being in a hot, juicy, can't keep our hands off each other kind of state. So that's the third one. And then, well, if we're talking about all the passion killers, the fifth passion killer is energetic stuff where we don't understand energetics. A lot of people do not understand the energetics of sexuality and that we're bioenergetic before we're anything else. Every cell in the body is energetic. And so being that we are bioenergetic before we're anything else, this is one of the most important key things, but people don't get it. So things like how are the mitochondria in your cells functioning? How does diet affect your cells? What's the health of your cell, the energy of your cell? How is your cell energy producing? And then how are the electromagnetic fields around us affecting the energy? How is our energy flowing in our bodies? And then how's the energy flow between us? So like things like polarity. I don't like the masculine feminine talk so much. I like talking more in like yin and yang and those receptive and active forces. Yep. Because I think a lot of people mix masculine and feminine up with gender. So, and that polarity is a dance, but it's the thing that creates a lot of crave and a lot of passion is making sure that you have that polarity. And it's one of the things I think why the blueprint types are opposites. It's because our bodies, because we're seeking polarity energetically, but we just don't know how to navigate that and create attraction out of that.
And so, can I just interject to say, this is not just woo-woo-woo-loo-loo-loo, like Shanti, There is science behind a lot of this. And not only there's science, but there's like thousands of years of ancient Eastern tradition that supports this idea of the harmonization between the yin and yang and how it is part of our journey here to be able to balance those, not just sexually, but in kind of all areas. So I just want to throw that out there. This is not just like made up stuff. This is very real. If you've experienced it, you know.
Yeah, even if we look at the endocrine system, so we've got things like testosterone, that's very yang. So that's the very active force. And then we've got estrogens, which can be more yin. So we've got it going on in our own body, just looking at the endocrine system. There's herbs that correspond to this. And there's a lot of really fascinating things. So I encourage everybody, do your research, become a detective around your sexuality, because we really need to look at these five areas. One, knowing yourself, number one thing, and then these four obstacles, the physical, energetic, biochemical, and emotional states. Once we get this all figured out and dialed in, then they can turn into the pathways to pleasure.
Bam.
So then they turn around, and that's how I operate. So I'm always gauging. I'm always being an erotic detective and going, okay, how is my biochemistry? I get my hormones tested regularly. Okay, what's happening emotionally? How am I feeling physically? How's the scar tissue? How's my energy in my cells? Where's the polarity with me and my partner? How are we utilizing these blueprints? And how much do I really know myself? Because I'm always, always rediscovering myself. Like, well, who am I in this moment? And as I'm healing and uncovering things and transforming, who I am is able to be redefined over and over again. So I can make them pathways to pleasure and pathways to keeping my erotic pilot light on.
You know, I think that it can be challenging for people to get that connected to themselves, to be that self-aware and that self-moderating. What advice do you have? I guess the questions you're asking, a lot of people are almost, there's a blockage there, and not just sexually, but especially sexually. How do people kind of break through that and start to feel what these elements of their body feel like? And maybe there's no real one answer, but I'm just curious.
I often say if I could teach one thing to become a master lover, it's awareness. It's awareness of your own body, and it's awareness of your partner's body. So how do we get there? That's why we have things like the quiz. I recommend go take the erotic quiz. So that's erotic blueprint or eroticbreakthrough.com/NEF to take the quiz. Yeah. That's one place to start. So that's an intellectual way to start looking at it. I often think, again, the body doesn't lie. I have many clients who come to me and they're like, okay, the quiz said this. And then we get on the table and we start to play games. And so this is part of eroticism that I think is missing, is play and games and discovery. And so we forget to play games. So one of the things I do in the course is I teach a lot of games awesome. Where you're just discovering how does your body respond? How do you increase the awareness of how your body's responding? What happens when we take that flogger or we take that scratchy thing or we stroke your body or we don't even touch your body and we just hover our hands over your body? What happens to your body? What happens to your breath? And just constantly bringing yourself back to, okay, safe space to play and explore, games, and what is the awareness? What is the assessment around those games?
I think that's huge. What else are you guys going to be doing in the course? Can you give me some other little teasers?
Yeah, absolutely. So we invite people into our bedroom. I think the best way to learn, it's like seeing sex is a great way to learn. But how do we see sex? Usually it's in porn. So we see one type or, you know, a couple of the blueprints are in there. Some of them are missing in porn. But again,
it's having someone else's lens.
Through someone else's lens. And also just to get camera angles, you have to change things. I mean, having filmed my own erotic educational films, awesome. It's not always true. So it's not always real what's happening there. So seeing my partner and I in our bedroom, like going through in real time, like we mess up. You guys get to learn from our mistakes. Like, oops.
That's some of my favorite. I just want to say though, I love that when you're like having sex and some awkward, weird things happens and then everyone starts laughing. I love that. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
so that invitation just to peek into, okay, Ian and I we're teaching you how to do seduction, or we're teaching you how to speak. And my partner, Ian and I are actually they're doing it. And I can go, no, that didn't work for me. Or yeah, that worked for me. Or here's how to do this rope tie. If you want to tie your partner down, like actually seeing how to do it and actually knowing the words to use. A lot of people just hesitate because they just don't know how.
Yep.
And so I really like to take that piece out. And then the other really important piece is we do a lot of work around healing those shadows where we're really looking. I have different processes for healing the shadows of the blueprints so that if you have experience with those that we can actually get to the root of it. What's at the root of it? What were you taught as a little kid? What was familiar to you about sexuality as a little kid that's become ingrained in you and wired into your brain?
Wow, that's so important. And, you know, again, psychology has its way of dealing with it. And I would love to learn more and see more about your way of dealing with it, because I bet it has a lot of other layers to it that we're kind of missing in the traditional sex therapy. I'm tragically sad to say that we're out of time for today. Jaya, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. You are such a huge inspiration to me. And it's just been amazing to have you on.
Oh, it's been amazing to be here. And I'm so grateful, because this is really my mission in the world, and anybody who shares in that, and I can feel that you do. I'm just so profoundly honored and grateful.
Oh, right on. Thank you so much. And thank you to all of our listeners as well for tuning into the show each and every week. Again, we're here every Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, and 2 Pacific, across Transformation Talks here in Digital, Starcom, et cetera. And you can remember, you can listen to all our podcasts, LucidPlanetRadio.com, iTunes, and SoundCloud. Very briefly, next week, Dr. Eben Alexander is returning to the show. He is, of course, the neurosurgeon who was brain dead and yet traveled to some pretty incredible spiritual realms. And he's going to share with us what he's been up to since he last came on the show. And we're going to see kind of where he's at. So I'm excited. Once again, thank you, everyone. Thank you again, Jaya. And I hope everyone has a very lit Valentine's Day. And remember, eroticbreakthrough.com if you want to learn more. So light and love, and I will talk to you all next week. Adios.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.